This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out at 75radio.org. That's 75radio.org. We are red hot rolling on the Libby News Radio Network. It is Saturday, June 17th, 2023. We're having some technical difficulties. The little hamster in the wheel died, and my Wi-Fi went down. Anyways, Walter, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good. I'm actually sitting in England on my way home from my European trip.
Outstanding. Get home safe. If need be, take a cab home.
I'm already home. I'm already home.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. All right. Now, were you picked up at the airport by the 75 Radio Stretch Kia?
No, I was picked up by KGB.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that Kia is costing us a fortune. But anyways, we want to say hello to our special listeners. We want to say welcome one Billy Keebler in the men in the alleged woman of the Yonadosis New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Stay safe, one and all. Also to Miss Crabtree, our favorite teacher, who's enjoying her summer break, her well-deserved summer break. And first order of business, as always, we want to remember men and women in the law enforcement community who are murdered in the line of duty. Tonight we want to remember Police Officer Mark Wagner of the Rennet Green, Virginia Police Department. End of watch, June 6, 2023. He's responding to a domestic call. Came upon the perpetrator who shot and killed him. And unfortunately, the perp is alive but in custody. Folks, for the past couple of weeks, we've been hearing nothing but Donald Trump talk about going to being charged in Manhattan court, having a civil case against him in Manhattan court. Now he's being charged federally for some made up bogus crime of having documents. He has the ability to declassify, which was a court case from then President Bill Clinton. What we're not hearing is the obvious evidence against the Biden crime family. And the only thing the federal authorities has done was to raid Rudy Giuliani's home. They went through his personal belongings with the exception of the hard drive from Hunter Biden's laptop that he left at the computer store. Now, going through all the evidence, I mean, the physical evidence that's out there, the emails, the documents, the statements from Tony Bobulinski, who was a partner of Hunter Biden, Joe Biden wanted the some prosecutor in Ukraine fired that's investigating the Biden family. I'm thinking, what crime has Joe Biden and Biden crime family committed? Well, just look at Joe Biden. And I came up with treason. If you look at the federal statute of treason, my personal opinion, Joe Biden is guilty of treason. And according to U.S. Code Title 18, Section 2381, whoever owing allegiance to the United States levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason. Let me say that again. Giving aid and comfort within the United States is guilty of treason. Now, Joe Biden received money from China, Russia, Romania, Ukraine, God knows how many other countries out there. So I'm pretty sure that giving them aid and comfort, you know, selling out the country is treason. And if treason's too harsh, what about the section of the federal code for bribery? Section 201, subsection B, subsection 2. Being a public official, or person selected to be a public official, directly or indirectly, corruptly demands, seeks, receives, accepts, or agrees to receive or accept anything of value personally for any other entity in return for being influenced in the performance of duty is again guilty of federal bribery. And that's just one subsection. And I can read the other subsections, but they're all more or less saying the same thing. So, my personal opinion, I think Biden is personally guilty of treason and bribery. Now, there's probably other statutes for the Biden crime family members, but we're not going to see anything about this because, like I've said for years, nobody in D.C. goes to jail because it's one big crime family. Now, you got these Democrats and Republicans in front of the TV cameras pointing to the other side, say, "Well, my colleagues on the other side, this, that, and the other thing." Guess what? It's all show business. It's like professional wrestling. Because they're part of the same crime family. Well, what say you about the idea of Joe Biden being treasonous?
Well, yeah, it's absolutely. I agree with you 100%. However, this role that he's playing, the dumbfounded presidential senility moron. Even if there was a charge of treason brought forth, they're going to say he's incompetent to stand trial. Because he's such a moron, and then he even acts on it. I could just see him giggling, when they go back behind closed doors in the office, grinning, looking at a 12-year-old girl and saying to Kamala, "You think they went for it this time?" So it's he's a horrible man. He's always been a horrible man. He wasn't that great of a good of a senator. He used the N-word an awful lot in defense of his kids. Not, he didn't want his kids to go, go to
It's
school in the
cool.
jungle, or words to that effect. So his inadequacies of him, conveniently forgetting, what he's done. It's all part of this little game charade that they're playing there in Washington. You said this yourself. It did, show me a politician that isn't a crook. They're all like question marks. That's where question marks came from, because all question marks are crooked. And that's where the saying comes, crooked as a question mark. Mr. Biden is about the worst of it.
Right. But anyways, we come back. We'll talk about the shakeup in the NYPD. Also, we have some good news. And also, I hate kids party, and we remember Father's Day. Stay tuned, everybody.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20-plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine. the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stan and Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 75radio.org. The number is 75radio.org. Anyways, New York City, the place of our birth, the place we love. We hate to be wrong sometimes. And we said that newly elected mayor Eric Adams is going to be a failure, and he is. The crime is through the roof. There's a lack of affordable housing. The immigrants are taking over the city, and they're staying in hotels at taxpayers' expense. Businesses or people are leaving the city in droves. And he hasn't even been in office for 2 years. It's like he's like a New York City version of Joe Biden. And we want New York City to succeed no matter who the mayor is. As you know, we have a special place in our heart for the city of New York. I was about to say District of Columbia. But anyways, enter one Police Commissioner Kenchant Sewell. Now, we said that the only reason why she got the job was because she's a black female, and that's a flavor of the month because there's been so many other black females who were chiefs of their department. But we were wrong on this one. Commissioner Sewell was no Bill Bratton, but she certainly was no Benjamin Ward. From the more as we can see, she was a good police commissioner, and she's at a job where the game is rigged. She was there to stop crime, but has no authority to do so. There's no stop and frisk, no anti-crime division, no bail, and no support from the mayor or the mayor's staff. Meanwhile, the members of the service were leaving the department in droves, taking early retirement, retiring, or just quitting. But anyway, since Mayor Adams and his cronies have had a hand in how Police Plaza does business, including promotions, because there's numerous allegations flying around that the mayor and one of the deputy mayors have been promoting certain people because of political favors. So Commissioner Sewell said, you know what, screw it, I am leaving. And she's leaving a huge gap at Police Plaza. And what's funny is that she's going to go out there, write her own ticket. She's going to get whatever job she wants, commanding whatever salary she wants for the most part. Maybe do a book, maybe be a commentator on cable news, who knows. And anyways, I just hope the mayor gives Mikey Dodd a call for police commissioner. Well, what say you about the shakeup over at headquarters?
Well, you know, like you said, you know, she wasn't a bad police commissioner. You know, she wasn't in there long enough to either get corrupted or become good or better. So, you know, wish her good luck in wherever she ends up. You know, she might end up as commissioner in Atlanta or Baltimore or Chicago or something. Someplace, yeah. Where it fits their current criteria, you know. You know, as far as you know, the Adams goes, you know, he's an ex-cop, and far be it from me to say bad things about ex-cops that I don't know. He walks around like he's the CEO of the state of New York. You know, he has the biggest budget. He has the biggest house. Therefore, he thinks he has the biggest brains, which is, you know, way far from the truth. And we all know that. You know, I know people that are on the job now, even at my age. Yeah, there's some of my friends' sons and grandsons are on the job now. And, they're their hands are so tied that they don't know which way is up. He's cut back on training. He hasn't cut back. There hasn't been a decent contract with the NYPD in ages since before the Blasio. Go ahead.
Well, he just signed contracts with the fire department, police department, and sanitation department. So the New York's fans do finally have a new contract.
Yeah, but it's not much. You know, this is what I'm being told. You know, I remember when we got a new contract, we got all our pay retroactive, and most everybody came in with a new car the following day, you know, back in the 80s. I came in with a new car, you know, but it wasn't because there was a contract signed, but that's besides the point. The issue with the hierarchy in New York City is highly corrupt. The rest of it is highly susceptible to corruption because the underlings have to let it happen if they want to keep their job. You know, we talked about this before about, you know, you may not be a crooked cop, but you're just as guilty as the crooked one because you're guilty by omission, by not reporting. And this police commissioner felt that if she started reporting what she was seeing, that she too would be absorbed into a whirlpool, and then she would have no career anywhere. So she's gone. She left. And it wasn't like Adams put up a fight, you know, a stank and said, well, we'll give you more money. And this is, you know, we'll release, you know, the handcuffs off of you a little bit. But that's not going to happen. They're glad she's gone. So, you know, when they say it can't get any worse, well, people of New York, take a step back and just watch. It's going to. Nobody's allowed to make any callers without calling the supervisor, and the supervisor has to call the desk, and the desk has to call the duty captain. You know, the days of locking people up for a crime, street crimes, is over. It's over. Pretty much shoplifters, you know, they don't even get a slap on the wrist anymore. You know, they just let them go. It's horrible. Instead of filling up the jails, they're emptying them out. And, it's costing New York dearly in federal dollars. Because now that there's not that many people going through the system, the city can't get federal dollars to help pay for the people going through the system because there are none. So New York City is going to get worse. And, you know, they always say it's going to get worse before it gets better. Well, it's going to get worse. I'll leave the latter part off for now because I don't see it getting any better anytime soon, not in my lifetime. I got friends asking me, when am I going to come to New York? When am I going to come visit? You know, why in the world would I want to do that? Why in the world would I want to go from listening to crickets at night to shots fired? You know, and police sirens. You know, why would anybody want to do that? That's why people are leaving in droves.
Right, or
and that's why NYPD.
Right, or being,
that's why the NYPD people. You know, they got 20 years into the day, they're leaving. I'm done. They show up at Police Plaza to turn in their paperwork. So you know, it's done.
Yep.
You know, they turn in the shield. They get their retired little badge and their retired ID card, and you know they're you know they're a new gun. I don't remember. I don't know any cop that has retired that didn't buy a new gun while he was at Police Plaza when they were leaving. You know, that may have changed. I don't know. But and then they put their service in there off duty, you know, up in a cabinet somewhere for their grandchildren to throw away because they sure as hell don't want it. Anyway.
Right.
But that's my dig on why Sewell, Sewell, whatever her name is, that's why she's gone. She's gone.
Right.
I
and
hope
then,
that makes sense.
You know, it made perfect sense. But, you know, like I said before, my experience with Adams, because we were on the job at the same time, he was 20 more years than me, but he would trash the mayor, the police commissioner, his fellow cops, accuse him of racism, always stirring up the pot. And I was like, how is this guy still has a job where he's at now chasing bums on the subway like me? And he made boss because he was a house mouse. He would always get some desk job at headquarters and was studying for the next promotional exam. And you never heard anybody come out for Adams during the election saying, oh yeah, he's a cop's cop. He's out there fighting crime. He's down there at ground zero. And no, you didn't hear any of that, but just he's just another piece of work. Anyways, we come back. We got some good news going on, and good news from the city of New York and in Los Angeles, California. Stay tuned, everybody. This is the 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Barmash. President Biden's re-election campaign is underway. He held his first major 2024 campaign stop on Saturday at a rally hosted by union members in Philadelphia.
I'm looking forward to this campaign. I want you to know why. Because you've got a story to tell. We've got a story to tell. We've got a record to run on. And most importantly, we're not only changing this country, we're transforming it.
The swing state rally comes just a day after the AFL-CIO backed Biden. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen is being denied a bid for early release from probation. Cohen pled guilty to several charges in 2018, including criminal tax evasion and campaign finance violations. Cohen was transferred to home confinement after a year in prison and has petitioned for early release three times. The Justice Department is filing a protective order to stop former President Trump from releasing classified documents. The order will be reviewed by a judge and would only allow Trump to review the 31 documents with his attorneys. A majority of black Americans believe racism will get worse during their lifetime.
According to a recent poll by the Washington Post and Ipsos, 51% of black Americans believe racism will worsen in the country, while only 11% believe it will improve. Nearly 70% expressed concern that being a black teenager in the U.S. has become more dangerous than when they were young. And almost 40% of all respondents expect racism to escalate. I'm John Schaefer.
The animated movie Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse was abruptly removed from a dozen Muslim-majority countries without explanation. Many people believe the superhero blockbuster was banned because there's a transgender flag shown in one scene. New England Patriots cornerback Jack Jones was found with two loaded firearms on Friday at Boston Logan International Airport. He faces 10 charges and will be arraigned next week. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Of course they're listening, Mr. Edwards. We're going to watch Fox News Saturday night. Some garbage. Anyways, we've been talking about bad news for 5-plus years. Here's another couple pieces of good news. One, the Vector, some illegal alien piece of garbage was harassing commuters on a J train in Brooklyn on Tuesday. He started arguing with a man named Jordan Williams and his girlfriend. And during their argument, this illegal alien piece of trash socked the young lady in the face. So Mr. Williams, being a man and sick and tired of calling the police and not having that coming, pulled out a knife and stabbed the illegal alien in the chest. So the illegal alien stumbled out of the train and onto the platform and died. And unfortunately, since this did take place in the city of New York, Ms. Jordan Williams was charged. Hopefully he gets, he doesn't get indicted. Hopefully he gets off and they give him a parade and out in the city of New York. But you know, when seconds counts, help is minutes away. Now, if the government did the job, this piece of trash would be on the outside looking into the United States. He had no right to be here because he was already a convicted felon. So instead of deporting him after he served his time or once there was time like they used to, they set him free and was able to be a piece of garbage in the city of New York. So I'm not saying, folks, I'm not saying go out there, be Paul Kersey, just wait for something, draw your weapon and you know, blast somebody. No, because then you'll end up like Daniel Penny or this other guy, Mr. Williams. You do have a right to defend yourself. Go ahead, defend yourself. If you do ride the system, whatever city you're in, see if it's legal to carry firearms. Now, in Washington, D.C., you can be a Virginia resident and carry anywhere in the Commonwealth except on the metro trains. The transit authority said no firearm allowed within the system, even though the system is out in Virginia. But, I mean, that's a court case waiting to happen. Well, any comments on our on this legal alien piece of trash that's no longer with us?
Well, you know, it's going to be dragged through the courts. You know, they're still trying to figure out what they're going to do with this that fellow from last month who took out Michael Jackson's stand-up double. And, you know, more and more people are taking a stand. And, they're trying to call it vigilante justice. And they're saying that off the cuff. But as you said a minute ago, you have the right to defend yourself and or others that are in imminent danger of physical injury or death. So it's not just much self-defense. It's stopping a crime from happening. And unfortunately, hey, you know, the guy's dead. Well, maybe fortunately. That was poor choice of words. Right. Don't have to worry about him anymore either.
Right, exactly. And you know, this people are going to – things like this are going to happen more and more often because – like we said in the last segment, people are leaving the job. They're like, you know what? You go put handcuffs on me, no anti-crime, no stop and frisk. You know, everything I do, you're going to second guess it. And we got to call a boss every time we got to take a leak. It's like, forget it. And then the people that they – so they're so those people on the job are leaving. Nobody's taking the test to take the job. And then the people are taking the test. They're, you know, they got to keep lowering the standards. And you know what happens when you lower the standards. So anyways, like Bob Grant always says, it's sick and getting sicker. And, you know, things can get a lot worse before they get better. And once again, like I've been saying for almost 30 years, Rudy Giuliani was right. Broken windows works. Anyways, moving to our next story, in Los Angeles, California, the Los Angeles Dodgers Baseball Club had a ceremony to give a community service award to this group of transgender dudes dressed up as satanic nuns that absolutely mess with the mock Christianity, more or less. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Cross-dressing dudes just looking like satanic nuns mocking Christ. They get an award from the Los Angeles Dodgers for what? I don't know. So, anyways, the day of this ceremony, which is, I believe, on Friday, thousands of people showed up outside Dodger Stadium to protest. And the Dodgers, knowing that this was going to be a big cluster by thousands of people booing inside the stadium, they had this little ceremony before the game started, hours before the game started, when nobody's in the stadium. But what's really fascinating to me was this: where it took place, location, Los Angeles, California. This wasn't down in Florida, Tampa Bay, or Miami. This wasn't in Houston, Texas, or Arlington, Texas. This was in Los Angeles, California. This is the same city where anti-family, anti-American, anti-Christian garbage is pushed on us 24/7. But this shows that, you know, ever since April 1st, people are standing up and saying no more. We're sick and tired of having this push in our face, you know, all day, every day. You mock, you know, normal families with a man and a wife and children. You mock that. Now you're mocking Christ. Now you're giving these guys a word for God knows what. And these people are just ridiculous. Like 30 years ago, people would just laugh at them and point, and they'd be on like one of them TV shows that show like freaky people on it. But you know, it's just amazing that people in Los Angeles, California, that stand up to garbage. This is the same city that puts out garbage. Walt, what say you about the good news from Los Angeles, California?
LA is LA is going to do what it's going to do. There was probably more protesters outside the stadium than there was spectators inside the stadium. If everyone would take a step back and look, it was a peaceful protest. They didn't burn down Los Angeles. They didn't flip over police cars, and they didn't set things on fire. So they protested. That is their right is. And, Dodgers went ahead with what they felt they should do. It's horrible what they did. If they're giving these whacked out people just because they're dressing up in drag and looking like devil nuns and such like that, giving them an award? Come on, please. What's the award for?
Right.
I don't know.
Community service.
Something, yeah. Okay. Give them. Yeah. But if they did something, worthwhile, along the lines just shy of a Nobel Peace Prize, give them recognition. But just because they put on, they're keeping Maybelline in business, I just don't get it. I just don't understand it.
Right. Maybe they gave a homeless guy a bowl of soup or something, but that's what they did. But can you imagine if they just
a bowl of something, a bowl of something.
Right, but imagine if these guys dressed up as like the rabbis of perpetual indulgence. They look dressed up as satanic cross-dressing rabbis, or dressed up as like a gay prophet Muhammad. Hell would break loose. But
people are putting makeup on for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Tens of thousands of years. Women. Been putting makeup on. Men also through different eras of the history of mankind, rock and rollers. Look at the band Kiss. Okay, nobody knew what they looked like for 10 years, but there was a purpose behind what they were doing. They weren't walking up and down Fifth Avenue flashing their privates, and saying look at us, look at us, look at us. They played music, that was part of a show. that they put on.
Right.
These men that put on, you know, women's wigs and heavy makeup and you know, and try to look, I guess, what they would call, well, I'm not going to call it anything, to look different. They're like hiding behind a facade. Take off the makeup, take off the wig, put them in back in a suit, and they're still nobody. Now they're a nobody with makeup on.
Right. But anyway,
I don't know
come
what
back,
these people look like. They could be robbing banks. They could be robbing banks for all I know.
Right. Anyway, stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
And we are back, Walt and Scoop, on 7-5 Radio. We are on the landlines because I got bad internet. Anyways, last week I had to attend two different kids' birthday parties. My kids were invited to other kids' birthday parties, and I had to go to because on the weekends I deal with the kids. That's part of the divorce agreement. But and I absolutely hate going to these kids' birthday parties because you go to these venues like a Chuck E. Cheese or some play area, the parents, they're running around there like the chicken with the heads cut off. I know because I've been there. And if you go for a child from school, the school makes the whole class go, or the school wants the entire class to be invited. So you're with all these other parents you don't know, with kids you don't know, and there's no food for you, and there's certainly no alcohol for you, which is a real bummer. And you just stand there and do nothing. And then when the food comes out, the kids eat first some crap pizza. You might get a piece of crap pizza, and then you get a teeny tiny little piece of cake, and you know, and you're just miserable. You don't know anybody, you don't talk to anybody, you don't eat anything, and then the so-called eye candy looks like the Real Housewives from Costco. But I do it anyways. You know why? Because of tomorrow. Walter, what's tomorrow, sir?
The 18th.
Yeah, the day before Juneteenth. But anyways, tomorrow is Father's Day. So me being a, you know, trying to be the best father I am, I'm certainly not the best father out there, and I'm certainly not the worst. You know, I take responsibility for my kids and, you know, make sure that they're taken care of and, you know, enjoy life. But with that being said, Walt, I want to wish you and all of our fathers listening a very happy Father's Day. Nothing but the best for you and yours. And are you got any plans for Father's Day?
No. Zachary will be here and, you know, probably bring me a bottle of Jack Daniels or something.
Nice. I can't wait. My kids are old enough to buy me a bottle. Say what?
Zachary's been buying me a bottle of Jack Daniels since he was born. My son is a Father's Day baby. He was born on Father's Day. He was born on Father's Day in 1999. So he is my Father's Day lifetime gift. And it wasn't no C-section. Yeah, no, it wasn't planned. It wasn't planned. He was born on Father's Day, 1999.
Right.
Wasn't one of those things where, my daughter was born on Christmas Day, and mine was born on my birthday, and mine was born on New Year's Day. They pay extra for the doctor to come in and do a C-section, you know. But Zachary was born naturally, and he was born on Father's Day. So that's my Father's Day gift for my life. That's all I need.
Right.
A bottle of Jack Daniels is good too, though.
Right. Yep. And I can't wait. My kids are old enough to buy me Jack Daniels, but in the meantime, they write little cards, do little drawings, and I love it. You know, like my parents, they love everything that me and my siblings did, what we did in school for birthday and Mother's Day, Father's Day, what have you. So, and you know, I look forward to it too. And you know, it's, but being a father is tough because you got to fight the government. With the war on poverty, the government took away the father. They said, you know what, you'll get a check if you don't have a father. So, you know, kick that at the curbside. And, you know, you got all this garbage going for your kids. You got this LGBTQ crap, and now you got gender reassignment surgery. You got the Dickie, what the guy who runs the health service. Dickie Levine, going around talking about how great gender reassignment surgery is, and you know, you got the drugs out there, which is just actually turning people into zombies and literally rotting your skin. You got to worry about that. You got to worry about tobacco use, alcohol use, teen pregnancy when you have daughters who are old enough, and boyfriends, and it's rough, but it's worth it. And they always say that the reason the picture of your kids in your wallet replaced the money that used to be there before they were born. But it's gotten so bad in my household, I don't even buy kids pictures anymore. So,
now, if these kids these days, they, you know, they don't have a Father's Day present, they can run down to the street corner and get them a crack pipe.
Right, especially if you live in the five boroughs of New York. They got the health department's put up these
vending
machines.
Like going to the dollar store, you know. Yeah, get them a crack pipe. You know, down here you can buy worms and crickets vending machine. Because people go fishing up there, you know, just crack pipe and needles.
Yep, but it's not a crack pipe. It's a safe smoking kit. So when you do purchase your illegal narcotics and smoke them and smoke your illegal narcotics, you're free from whatever hazards come from smoking crack. And also, you can get free condoms and tampons for ladies of the evening who need to earn enough money to buy said crack. But that's, you know, that's another thing. You got, you know, you're in some bad neighborhood, and they put this vending machine, and people up there getting everything they can out of it, and the kid just says, oh, what's that? It's a vending machine. What do they sell? Crack pipes and condoms and Narcan. It's like, what's that, daddy? Never mind. But I digress. But I want to wish my father a very happy Father's Day. I know he went through hell raising. He did the best he can what he had. So, you know, and I hope my kids leave me alone for Father's Day, but I know that's not going to happen. And speaking of fathers, on Fox News, you have the bounty hunter, Chapman, Dwayne Chapman, who has 11 children on TV, talking about God knows what. I mean, that's the difference between us and Fox News. You get Dog the Bounty Hunter on this crap called Fox News Saturday Night, which nobody's watching, and then you have 7-5 Radio, which, you know, we put everything we have week in and week out. Well, you got anything before the music cuts you off again?
Happy Father's Day to everybody who's a dad. You know, anybody could be a father, but not everybody's a dad. Respect your kids, you know, even if you don't respect their baby mama,
right.
Respect your kids, look out for, keep your kids, close, because, we're not around for ever, and give the kids the knowledge that they need to succeed in life, not to get by.
Exactly. And, have your kids be independent, make sure they know how to do things, like make sure they know how to, work with tools, hunt, fish, use firearms, use defensive tactics. I'm not saying go out and be Rambo, but just survive, teach your kids right from wrong. And God bless them. My kids, they got an issue in their school about the gay flags and the gay everything and pride, and which I'm fighting tooth and nail, and, they know it's wrong. Now, I'm not saying, you go out and beat up gay people. What two guys do behind closed doors is not our business. But they're sick of – my kids are sick and tired of all this garbage headed their way for, LGBTQ, MBA plus, and gender reassignment, all this other stuff. I mean, they praise these people more than, they praise, people like Audie Murphy, Alvin York, George Patton, Chris Kyle, and the millions of other veterans who made this country great. But I'm very happy my kids reject all that foolishness. And then they my daughter, she's showing me some a scene from one of the shows she watches called The Babysitter's Club on Netflix, where they had a transgender actor, and supposedly the characters are calling them by the other gender that they're not supposed to be or whatever. But anyways, my daughter showed it to me. I said, this is some garbage. Don't watch this anymore. Or if you see this, just know it's garbage. That's not how, that's not what's normal. That's another thing. You guys tell your kids what's normal, what's not. A guy dressing up as a girl, that's not, repeat, not normal. And unfortunately, my daughter went to school with a kid where the father, fathered children, got married, fathered kids, and then decided at age 40 something he wanted to be a woman. So he's a transgender, and he's a hot mess, and he's got big wide shoulders, hot big mess. Arms, big he's hands.
He's a hot mess, or is he a hot mess, or is he just a mess?
He's a hot mess. I mean, these people
words.
Are a mess, but this.
Choose your words carefully, bud.
Well, he's definitely not hot, but he could. I guess the closest thing to feminine is like an ugly. He looks like an ugly lesbian, ugly bulldog lesbian. But anyways, how we go from Father's Day to bulldog lesbians? But this is 7-5 Radio.
You brought it up.
Right, but we got to tell our kids what's normal, what's not. And if you have the means, parents, dads, get your kids out of public schools. And my daughter's best friend, her father, does very well for himself. He's got a couple of dollars. And I told him, I said, listen, if I was you, forget the relationship, our daughters have with each other. Forget your relationship with me, because, we became close because we see eye to eye on everything. I said, get your kids out of public schools. If I had your money, I'd take my kids out. Anyways, that's the end of the show. For Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop Stan reminding you can make a difference. Go out, enjoy Father's Day. See you next week, everybody.
This is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.